When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 45.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, and welcome back. This is one of my favorite parts of this podcast, our special Friday Q&A episode of Optimal Health Daily. Now, normally, this is a podcast where I read to you from some of the super popular health and fitness blogs out there. But on Fridays, I like to answer your questions instead. And if you want to send yours in, it's really easy. Just visit oldpodcast.com and look for the red bar along the side that says, Ask a Health Question. You can use your computer's microphone to record your question and do as many takes as you like, or even use your phone. Again, just visit oldpodcast.com, and I'd love to help you out. We're also doing bonus giveaways for anyone that submits a question. You'll be entered into special raffles to win books and lots more. So all the more reason to come by oldpodcast.com and ask me a question. This past week, I've been reading quotes from The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin, so I would say happiness is definitely this week's theme. So I've got one more quote from her. This is a longer one, but this really hit home with me. I completely changed my trajectory when it came to my career. And so this quote proved really, really true for me. So here we go. Enthusiasm is more important to mastery than innate ability, it turns out. Because the single most important element in developing an expertise is your willingness to practice. Therefore, career experts argue, you're better off pursuing a profession that comes easily and that you love, because that's where you'll be more eager to practice and thereby earn a competitive advantage. Earlier this week, we talked about how sticking to exercises that you enjoy or activities that you enjoy will likely keep you on track. Well, it turns out those same principles apply here, even to your career and to you getting to that point of feeling happy. All right, let's get to this week's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. I've been hearing a lot about the benefits of intermittent fasting. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
About 2 years ago, a colleague of mine handed me a diet book and said, I just finished reading this, and it sounds really promising. Would you mind taking a look at it and letting me know what you think? It was a book on intermittent fasting. I held up to my promise and actually read it cover to cover. I gave him my feedback, which I will share with you here, which he actually did listen to with an open mind. So I thought, okay, here's another fad that's quote-unquote in right now, but it'll pass soon enough. Well, here we are, 2 years later, and we're still discussing it. Now, that's not a bad thing. In fact, part of the reason the idea of intermittent fasting has grown in popularity is that there are some studies that have actually examined its effects on body weight, and some of those seem quite promising. Plus, it doesn't hurt that A-list celebrities like Hugh Jackman and Jennifer Lopez have been very vocal about their successes with intermittent fasting. Now, while this diet approach may not improve your singing skills or give you superhero powers, it will be important to consider the pros and cons. Now, let me start by describing what fasting and intermittent fasting are. By definition, fasting means the complete avoidance of food. Intermittent fasting means that you will still eat, but with larger lengths of time in between meals and snacks. And both allow for the consumption of fluids, usually water. Now, some intermittent fasting programs suggest limits on how many calories you can eat. For example, some may allow one meal during a, quote, fasting day that makes up, let's say, 25% of your calorie needs for a typical day. Okay, so let's take a step back. So let's say you need to consume 2,000 calories per day to maintain your weight. That would mean if you were to follow this type of intermittent fasting program, your one meal should be about 500 calories, and that's all you would eat for that day. In general, there are three types of intermittent fasting diets. One, alternate day fasting. This diet has you alternate between days you can eat what you want and days you're supposed to fast. The second one is whole day fasting. You fast 1 to 2 days per week, and on the other days, you can eat anything, anytime. And the third is time-restricted eating. This involves a routine where you only have a certain number of hours to fast and a certain number of hours to eat each day. But basically, you'll see, they all require certain lengths of time where you go without food. Okay, so now that you know what intermittent fasting is like, we need to discuss whether it's effective. There are some studies that have found benefits, such as weight loss, reduced body fat, and lower total cholesterol levels. Sounds really good, right? On the other hand, researchers have also found that intermittent fasting may be just as effective as watching what you eat and reducing your daily calories. But let's say the researchers are onto something. Let's assume that it does help reduce weight. Short-term, intermittent fasting may help reduce body weight and body fat because by fasting, your body's going to rely more on fat for energy. This has been shown especially within the first 24 hours of fasting and seems to peak between 18 and 24 hours of fasting. Also, it's been shown to increase metabolism in the short term. Now, at this point, you may feel convinced. This sounds like a great idea. These are some wonderful benefits, right? However, as always, you must always ask yourself, is this right for me? When we look at longer term studies, most of the ones I've mentioned earlier were done in the short term, which means they followed folks for maybe 1 month up to 6 months. Researchers, when they perform longer term studies, are finding that very low calorie diets do not have better long-term weight loss results than less extreme diets. Also, when they study these diets, they often use young, otherwise healthy folks. In fact, many of the studies were performed with athletes. Since most of us aren't young, healthy athletes, we need to be sure that this eating pattern is right for us. Plus, we must be aware that there are some risks for nutrient deficiencies. There may be some loss of muscle mass, and there's the possibility that you will gain more weight, which will be mostly fat weight, if and when you go back to a typical eating pattern. But if you're not one of those folks that find yourself snacking way too often throughout the day or always eating too much during meals, then intermittent fasting may be a reasonable way to restrict calories for weight loss in the short term. So basically, if you want to try it out, and if your doctor gives you permission to, go ahead and try it out in the short term and see how you feel. You'll know whether this program is going to suit your lifestyle or not. I must also address those claims that fasting may help remove toxins from the body. Unfortunately, we simply don't know whether this is true at this time. If you do hear this claim, and they claim it's backed by science, folks are likely quoting studies performed on animals, and usually those animals are mice. And since our bodies are quite different from those of rodents, we can't put much stock in these claims just yet. Plus, we have a very good system for removing toxins from our bodies naturally. Now, if you decide this is something you're willing to try, some fasting diets are more difficult than others. For example, there are some that require fasting for 20 hours and only allowing time to eat for 4 hours, but there are other versions that may be more easier to follow. For example, a 16-hour fast followed by an 8-hour eating window is very similar to eating patterns of people that regularly skip breakfast and dinner, and so that might be more intuitive for some folks. Now, I wouldn't recommend everyone try this out. So here are those groups of people that I would say you probably don't want to try intermittent fasting. Number one, those with diabetes. Number two, those with low blood sugar. Number 3, the elderly. Number 4, children. Number 5, pregnant and breastfeeding women. And lastly, I wouldn't recommend fasting before exercise. If you do exercise after a fast, keep it low intensity. If you want to get your same CrossFit-style high-intensity workout after a fast, you actually may end up fainting or worse due to low blood sugar levels. So I would not advise that. And as always, like I mentioned before, definitely check with your personal physician before beginning something like this, just to be safe.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you so much for the question. And if you have a question that you'd like to send in, it's really easy and totally free to do. Just come by oldpodcast.com and look for the Ask a Question button. From there, it'll walk you through the process. It's super simple. And again, we do special raffles for those of you that send in an audio question. So just a little bonus incentive to do that. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.